This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
These GMs and coaches go to the podium at the combine, and they do their best to not say anything. But I do think we got a nugget out of Brian Gutekunst, the Packers GM, and it starts with the reporter's question.
Is this a hypothetical, or is Jordan Love ready to be an NFL starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's ready to play, and I think he's ready to be an NFL starting quarterback. He's worked really hard. He's shown a lot of progression. I know he's really eager to have that, and I think that's the next step in his progression is to play.
Okay. The next step is to be a starting quarterback in the NFL with the Packers. Let's bring in Tom Pelissero, NFL Network reporter, part of the NFL Network's live coverage of the scouting combine that'll run through March 5th. You go to these press conferences, and you know these coaches and GMs are doing their best to tap dance around, but how do you sort of decide, I think I got something here, or that's something that the audience should be aware of?
Well, first of all, Jason Wallers, who's the Packers' head of media relations, deserves a shout-out for orchestrating the Brian Gutekunst experience yesterday. Because what they did was they did like a 30-minute session with the Packers beat reporters at the hotel. So then in the time it took Gutekunst to walk from the hotel to the podium, all the relevant quotes were being tweeted. There was nothing left. Gutekunst gets up there and goes, guys, so I just, you know, you probably saw I said, haven't talked to Aaron, not a lot on that front. So what else you got? Gutekunst was only on the podium for 7 minutes, probably the shortest podium session in combine history. Because at this point, it's reflective of the fact that there's only so much the Packers can do. Aaron Rodgers has control over the situation because he's got $60 million fully guaranteed, because he would need to rework his contract, whether to come back to Green Bay or to be traded to help the Packers salary cap. And also he could simply refuse to show up. So the Packers have tried to be patient here. There, I'm sure, are lessons learned from 2008 when the Packers pressed Brett Favre for a decision. He ends up retiring in early March because at that point he didn't think he could play. By the end of April, he's already getting the itch and wants to come back to the NFL. And that obviously led to drama over the entire summer. But make no mistake, the clock is ticking here. The Packers need some answers in terms of setting their free agency plans. We're 12 days away from the free agent negotiating window opening up. And the first step in this process is Aaron Rodgers saying, number one, does he want to play? Because he hasn't communicated that yet. Number two, does he want to play in Green Bay? And even if the answer is he wants to play in Green Bay, then Gutekunst alluded to it. There are additional conversations that need to be had just to make sure that everybody is on the same page about the direction of the roster, the team, the organization moving forward.
This feels like they've decided to divorce, but they're working on the language to tell the children and then to tell the parents. There's just too much there that it just feels like they're down the road on this. And I don't know if Aaron wants to play again. I don't know if he wants to play elsewhere. But if I'm Green Bay, I got to move on. I just have to decide. I can't let him hold us hostage anymore. We have to build a team. And if Jordan Love is that quarterback and you really think that he can play, then move forward. But and I don't
the know, issue they have though they, is they they can't unilaterally make that decision. They have to make the decisions with Aaron. And I think that one of the things that's been misconstrued is this relationship is predominantly positive and has been for a couple of years since they hashed out their differences back in 2021. And at that time, they adjusted Rodgers' contract. They deleted a year. Yeah. Last year, they signed him to an extension that the Packers, quite frankly, believed would buy them at least one offseason without the drama. And yet, here we are talking about darkness retreats and psychedelic podcasts and trying to decide the future here. They have Jordan Love. They got a glimpse of him in Philadelphia. And more importantly, they have 3 years of watching Jordan Love every single day in practice. All that tape, seeing his progression. And Gutekunst has said it publicly. The next step is for Jordan to play. I don't see a scenario, quite frankly, where Jordan Love is on any other roster than the Packers roster in 2023. They can exercise the fifth-year option. That buys them at least into 2024. Obviously, you got franchise tags on top of it. You don't expect that you're going to get to that road, and it's highly unusual to have a first-round quarterback or any quarterback sit for 4 years. But this is also a unique deal and has been with Aaron Rodgers. And they, again, they believed that they were going to have Aaron for at least a couple of years when they did that contract. The fact that he's thinking about it now means he has the power based on a contract that if the Packers are going to get out of it, it's actually better for them for him to retire this offseason, the next offseason, but they simply don't know.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network reporter, joining us from the Combine. I also hate when I hear reporters or analysts say, I'm so tired of the Aaron Rodgers drama. I don't give a damn about your feelings. You still have to cover it because it affects the Packers. It could affect the Jets. It could affect the Raiders, affect Jordan Love. We may not like it, but it feels like there's a real story here. How do you approach this?
Well, for me, yes, it's, you know, been several years of waking up every day and not knowing what Aaron Rodgers might say or do and how that might impact the course of my day, week, month, year. Pales in comparison to the Packers wondering, you know, hey, this guy still gives us the best chance to win in 2023, but does he want to be here? Is he going to be bought in? If he is he going to be traded? Is he just going to say, I'm done and I've made enough money and I've won four MVPs and it's enough already? You know, from our perspective here, I think that you go back to last offseason and you think about how those trades came together. Everything bared on the next deal. You had the Deshaun Watson situation where obviously there's serious allegations of sexual misconduct and things that played a role in this, but he had a longstanding trade request. The Texans basically said, here's the price. If you meet it, you can talk to him. Four different teams did. Everybody's bidding against each other, so it was basically free agency. The Browns are told they're out, which causes Baker Mayfield to request a trade after he sees that, you know, they're trying to move on at that position. Then they end up getting back in by giving a fully guaranteed contract. Meanwhile, the Falcons also took a run at Deshaun Watson, which makes Matt Ryan go, yeah, I think we're done here. So then he becomes available, ends up with the Colts. Meanwhile, the Russell Wilson trade gets done. That causes panic to set in for the Commanders. They drastically up their offer for Carson Wentz, so then they get Wentz. If you think back on all those trades I just mentioned, there's not a high success rate on any of these. I mean, the Colts, I don't anticipate, we'll see, but I don't anticipate that Matt Ryan's going to be a part of their plans this year. Carson Wentz has already been cut. The first year of Russell Wilson, obviously, was not good in Denver. And with Deshaun Watson, he hadn't played football in 2 years. It didn't look great, but it's, you know, 2023 will be a much more fair judge of it. So, you know, in this case, you've got the Derek Carr situation. He's here in Indianapolis meeting with team executives and owners as his free agency carries forward here. I know his brother David said on NFL Network, you know, he's going to take his time, talk with a lot of people. Well, quite frankly, the best offer for Derek Carr may not come until we know what's happening with Aaron Rodgers. Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, and Eric DeCosta are going to speak today. There's no signs at this point that a deal is close there. And so ultimately, you're going to tag him. We'll see if it's the exclusive or the non-exclusive tag. There is a scenario where they trade Lamar Jackson for a windfall of draft picks. The Daniel Jones situation continues to play out. Baker Mayfield, who eventually was traded last year to the Panthers, and then ends up with the Rams, who didn't have Matthew Stafford, a year after Stafford was the big domino in the whole thing, and kind of set the stage for how all these other teams are approaching this with saying, hey, the guy's available, we're moving forward. Make your best offers and we'll work it out. You know, all these things are happening. And this is a league, Dan, where 5 years ago, 10 years ago, there weren't trades Nobody was trading. These things didn't happen. Yeah, you'd have the, you know, the offhand occurrence where somebody, a Carson Palmer, became available, or, you know, Brett Favre, who ended up being traded to the Jets. But it wasn't a regular basis where last year we had, I want to say it was 10 trades involving Pro Bowl players in a 2-week or 17-day span.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you're once again talking about all these quarterback dominoes leaning on one another. The moment the first one falls, and we'll see what happens with Derek Carr, but quite possibly that will be Aaron Rodgers declaring his intentions. Once that happens, I would anticipate a lot of these other things begin to move swiftly.
What kind of leverage does Derek Carr have?
Derek Carr's leverage is that he's a free agent. These other guys we're talking about, you need to trade for them. So, you know, if you're looking at Derek Carr versus Jimmy Garoppolo, who has won more games, been to more playoffs, and won more playoff games than Derek Carr, but also has been hurt substantially more than Derek Carr through his career. So you're evaluating him. You're evaluating Baker Mayfield. You're potentially evaluating Daniel Jones. So it would be shocking if the Giants did not end up franchise tagging him if they can't work out a long-term deal here. So, you know, the question you have to ask yourself if you're Derek Carr and his agent, Tim Younger, is, is our best offer going to come right now? Do we have an offer we feel comfortable taking? Because potentially, if Aaron Rodgers goes back to Green Bay, now all the seats are open and we've got all the leverage. If Aaron Rodgers gets himself traded and Lamar gets himself traded, now is the best seat there for Derek Carr. And so there's definitely a strategy to this entire thing. His leverage is, I'm available now. You can get me now and solve all your problems, and you don't have to give up a pick to get me. You know, the Saints and Raiders had agreed to the framework of a trade when he took that visit, but his contract at that time was an issue. The Saints are still in it. The Jets are still in it. The Panthers, David Tepper actually flew here to Indianapolis to meet with Derek Carr last night. If all those teams make offers and they're in line with what Derek Carr thinks he should be making, he potentially could choose his spot. The question is his best leverage now, or does it come after we find out where some of these other things land?
How important is Bryce Young's height?
Not as important as Bryce Young's weight and his frame. Talking to, you know, a variety of different scouts here over the course of the week, we've seen short quarterbacks go number one. You know, Baker Mayfield was 6 foot. Kyler is, I don't know what he's listed at, so I don't want to short sell him. Let's call him 5'11". But they're shorter quarterbacks, but those guys are thickly built. You know, Kyler was like 208 pounds. Go back to Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, like Kyler, was a baseball player. Baseball players usually have, they're thicker, they're densely built. Bryce Young was listed at 6'1", 194 by Alabama. Talking to scouts who like went through the school, they say he's maybe 5'11", and the quarterbacks don't measure until I believe Saturday. And they were told he was playing at 186. There's not a lot of precedent for 186-pound quarterback. Now, toss on top of it that Bryce Young was only hit like 15 times or something last season. He's playing behind five future NFL offensive linemen. So he's got the best protection possible, and he still suffered an AC joint injury that impacted him for a good chunk of the season.
Yeah.
So what you have to ask is, listen, everything about Bryce Young checks the boxes for teams except for this, in terms of great kid, processes well, from a pro-style offense, can really throw it. It's just, can he hold up? It's a 17-game season. Now, we'll see what he weighs in at. You know, he may well be close to 200 pounds by the time he gets there. But you have to ask yourself that. And I think that that goes back to, you know, Lamar Jackson. There was some of the same debate, which was when he was coming out through his lower body, he had a thinner type of a build. Well, what's happened to Lamar Jackson over the past couple of seasons? He's had a bone bruise in his ankle, and he's had a knee injury that cost him December and January in consecutive seasons. You know, there's a lot of that. And I know that it's in vogue to like rip on the unnamed scouts and some of the opinions in that. Like a lot of the stuff, especially the factual things, build and things like that, end up coming true. If you think coming in that there are going to be durability questions once a guy gets into the NFL, take Tua. Tends to play out that way. With Bryce Young, we'll see. You know, he's clearly, just in terms of what he is as a polished product right now, he's the guy who makes sense as the number one pick. There's just not precedent out there for drafting 186-pound quarterback, especially not number one.
That's the thing when, you know, I look at the Bears situation. If there was a can't miss, or I thought can't miss, and maybe that's a Caleb Williams, then I would consider trading Justin Fields. If I knew that I could get that guy, reset the clock, my rookie quarterback contract, and, you know, I'm able to build. Now I got my quarterback. And how many times have we said that about the Chicago Bears? Hey, you got a franchise quarterback. But I just don't know about any of these quarterbacks. And as a result, you know, probably I would keep Justin Fields because I'm just not sure that any of these quarterbacks are going to walk in and remind us of Patrick Mahomes.
The calculation you have to make here is no team ever wants to be drafted number one twice. It happens, you know. Jaguars did it. You know, it is possible to lose that many games after drafting number one, but you don't want to ever be in that position again. So the way that I would say it with what the Bears' options are here is they have scenarios for everything. Depending, do they get offers for the pick? Depending if they fall in love with the quarterback? Depending, do any of these defensive players, whether it's Will Anderson or Tyree Wilson or Jalen Carter, do any of them, you know, jump out through the course of this process and they go, we can't afford to take the guy number one. I would also say there's going to be a lot made of, you know, the idea that they're going to trade that pick. Listen, every team in my 20 years covering the league who had the number one pick and did not have an urgent quarterback need wanted to trade it because, you know, in the old days, pre-2011, the contracts were so astronomical. You're giving Sam Bradford $78 million or whatever guaranteed coming out of college when he hasn't played it down. Even now in the slotted system, you still would rather move back because, you know, you move back two spots, three spots, you're picking up a future first round pick. That's how valuable it is, according to every trade chart. But somebody's going to want to give you that pick. So the real question is, are any of these guys somebody that other teams below, whether it's the Texans at two, the Colts at four, do any of them go, we have to get up to number one and take this guy? And to your point, Dan, I don't know. And we'll see. The process always kind of has this stuff shake out. Is there going to be somebody that everybody's really comfortable with? The questions on Bryce Young, we just covered it, is just going to be the frame and the durability. You got C.J. Stroud, obviously highly productive passer at Ohio State, but there have been a lot of highly productive passers at Ohio State. They all come in with some level of the same, you know, question to them. I wouldn't even call it an issue because it can be overcome, but the question is, can they read things the way that NFL quarterbacks do? Because they're just taught differently. They're taught what Ryan Day does with them is just different than what they're asked to do in the NFL. With Will Levis, it's going to be, you know, can he just kind of put it all together? Does he have the poise? Last year was a rough year at Kentucky, but nobody knew how hurt Will Levis was last year. He had a really serious turf toe injury that he kept re-aggravating over and over, which anybody who's ever had serious turf toe knows. I mean, you can barely walk, much less go out there and play quarterback. And he had a non-throwing shoulder injury. So that really impacted his mobility. He was having to shoot up the toe and the shoulder on a weekly basis. So, you know, he didn't go to the Senior Bowl. He is going to throw here in Indianapolis, so you'll get a view on him. And then you got Anthony Richardson, who is a traits player all the way. He's got the big arm. He's got the athletic ability, height, weight, speed, all that. But as one high-ranking executive who I trust told me, like, quarterback isn't a traits position. You normally don't draft a guy who's a one-year starter at quarterback who hasn't really had the productivity because you think you can just make him into something at the next level. You don't draft that guy in the first. You might draft him in the fourth. But Anthony Richardson, people would be shocked within the league if he doesn't go in the first round. He's going to do everything out here. I mean, he's going to have a crazy workout, I'm sure, with 40 and the vertical and the broad jump and all that stuff. We're all going to be going, oh, my goodness, this athlete. Then you got to dig into, okay, can the quarterback develop through the course of time? You're absolutely right. There's holes in all these guys. I don't know that you're sitting there feeling comfortable taking any of them at number one. That can certainly evolve through the process. Those guys generally get pushed up here. But, you know, the good news for the Bears is you are sitting in a good spot where you can get whoever you want, whether you can trade down. It's easy to say, yeah, we want to trade down. We're going to trade down. Somebody's got to be willing to make it worth your while.
Always great to talk to you, Tom. Have fun there in Indianapolis.
Appreciate it, Dan.
That's Tom Pelissero, great NFL reporter for the NFL Network. Their scouting combine coverage is today through March 5th. Take a break. Got our play of the day in the on-deck circle. Rich Eisen will join us a little bit later on, as will Magic Johnson back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino.
We talked about the GMs and coaches.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Talking at the Combine, I put talking in parentheses because they don't want to say anything. Now, here's a classic example. Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach, and this is a big story with Tua, the decision, what are you going to do with him? And here's a head coach who tap dances, and he does so for 33 seconds and says absolutely nothing.
Well, I think, you know, like any other player, you factor in every variable. You know, I think, you know, one thing that, you know, when you're talking about those types of decisions, I think it's important to recognize that we have a congruence of interest by the Dolphins and the player, Tua, that we both want, both parties really want him to play at a very high level for a long time for the Miami Dolphins.
I think that's the first time congruence has been used on this program.
I think you're right about that.
Yes, but he basically did his best to not say anything. Yes, yes, Paul.
There was a movie a long time ago, Spies Like Us, and Chevy Chase's character is like a flack for the government. He's like, and though for there as such as the Afghanistan, not a borderline material as you see it, as we see it, and that's what we're doing today.
What about the woman from
Miss South Carolina?
Miss South Carolina.
I believe that not everyone has maps, such as the Iraq.
Polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and
player, you factor in every variable. You know, I think
and the Iraq everywhere, like such as
everywhere, like such as.
Such as
those types of decisions. I think it's important to recognize
help the U.S. or should help South Africa.
Congruence.
It should help.
Yay! Rich Eisen, NFL Network host. Host of the Rich Eisen Show, and Rich gets to experience all of this You are Mr. Combine. How are you doing?
You know, congruence of interest sounds like that band that your friend is trying to invite you to come to the bar. I'm playing, hey, I got my cover band, Congruence of Interest. Can you, you know, Thursday night, 9 o'clock, you know, you want to come see it? You know, like that's what it sounds like.
I think that's a Jared Leto's band.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. It's a cover band. I don't know what they cover. But you know, it's just because again, this is the first time we're seeing coaches and general managers since their exit interviews, once their seasons ended, whenever they ended. And so we're wanting an update on things in the NFL media because we want things updated immediately. Yeah. And things can't be updated. It's just like, of course, they want Tua back. Sure. Does Tua want to come back? Yeah. Can his head handle it? Who the hell knows? Like, nobody knows. So, and that's the same thing with Rodgers, Dan. Like, we're all waiting for Rodgers. When is Rodgers going to give his decision? And, you know, Rodgers is being accused of, in many different parts, of being, you know, a diva or dramatic. And, you know, none of this, as you recall, compares at all to the level of drama that Brett Favre put the Packers through while he was deciding on his future.
Yeah.
I mean, there's technically still time before the new league year begins 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. I mean, if he was anywhere in the realm of Favre drama, he would say in 2 weeks after the new league year began, I'm out. And then 2 months later or 3 months later, say, I want back in. That's Favre. So we want things now and we want an answer, you know?
If I said that you could get answers to any situation, whether it was team or it was player, the one scenario that you, if you got that opportunity, would be what or who?
Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
What in the world happened last year? Again, I called Ravens and Browns week 15 on NFL Network. That was a Saturday game. You might have missed, Dan, because the Colts had the largest blown lead before it. And there was a snow game between Tua and the Dolphins and the Bills after it. You might have missed that one. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Ravens absolutely, in starting Tyler Huntley in week 15, expected Lamar back before the end of the season, if not the following week. And he never came back. And you're hearing he wants more. He wanted more and may want more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. And that's the story. I want to know what went behind the scenes. Why didn't he come back? Is there something going on between him and the team, contract related then, as to why he didn't want to come back because he didn't have a guaranteed contract? And then of course it does play into what's going on with Burrow and the Bengals and Herbert and the Chargers and Geno Smith and the Seahawks and all of these quarterback contracts that are coming up. Who's going to want every dollar guaranteed? Who is going to make a stand? And Lamar plays into all of it.
Yeah, that I've had a curiosity about this for almost 2 years, Rich. And, you know, with no agent, and now there was information leaked to Stephen A. Smith where he doesn't want a guaranteed contract, which I was told that was completely opposite. Why right. wouldn't you want a guaranteed contract considering the way he plays and he's proven more than Deshaun Watson is? Why wouldn't you say, I want what he got, or yeah. Let's start right there. If you don't want a guaranteed contract, then sign the contract. It feels like something there. It's square peg, round hole here.
Yeah. My spidey sense has been going off about it again. The Ravens, in my estimation, based on what I was hearing and what I was, you know, going to say and what I did say with Kurt Warner on that Saturday broadcast with the Browns Ravens, is he's expected back. And then he never returned and they started Tyler Huntley in a playoff game, Dan. Like, what is up with that?
Yeah.
And so there's just something that doesn't square, and I'd love to know all about it.
We're talking to Rich Eisen, NFL Network host. They will have coverage of the Combine starting later today and tomorrow, now through March 5th. We had Tom Pelissero on, and I said, how important is Bryce Young's height? And he said not as important as really how much he weighs. Like durability more so, not his height. When do we find out how tall and how much Bryce?
I think the weigh-ins, Dan. I think the weigh-ins. They should have these guys weigh in like a fight where they together and they stare at each other. And, they used to do it in public in underwear until Roger Goodell saw it for the first time truly and said, we're not doing that anymore. We're going to do these weigh-ins behind the scenes. But long story short is it's in the next day or two. I have that information somewhere. But look, there's tonight and tomorrow are the nights where it's really the most I know you heard, I heard your fans think it's not that important. The combine was created to get the kids measured and absolutely looked at by doctors. That's what this thing is for.
Yeah.
And now a lot of it is about meeting the prospects in an interview room. And everyone's going to get blown away by Bryce Young's football intelligence. You hear FBI as a phrase, football intelligence. They'll be blown away by his tape, and then there'll be somebody in the room who might be old school, just not tall enough. Just not tall enough. We're not going to go with a guy that short, and or just not strong enough, not big enough. And then there will always be somebody in the back of the room, a strength coach, raises their hand and say, "I got that. Don't worry about that." So I don't have an answer for who's going to be scared off and who's not. Daniel Jeremiah, who I'm doing the broadcast with, I had him on my show yesterday. He believes that Young is just not a fit for the Bears or the cold weather. And so folks will know that. And I think the Bears will eventually make this first overall pick available to whoever does fall for Bryce Young. It might be our hosts, Indianapolis. But in the meantime, they keep talking about their due diligence that they'll have to go through because they do need to make it seem like they're going to choose this draft choice for their own and choose it on a quarterback. And Justin Fields is just going to be strong enough to handle that speculation.
One of the topics that I know has already come up at the combine, I'm curious what you think about this quarterback sneak rule that the Eagles took advantage of and were really, really proficient at it.
Yes.
What would be the reason why the NFL would eliminate that?
Because they just don't want to play looking like a rugby scrum. They want plays where you can see who's lined up and fans, it's easy to see. And it's just not like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to turn the game into rugby. And it's just going to be a ring of people just shoving each other around. Like that's not what the league wants. But I do know that some folks believe it opens up possibilities that you can run other plays out of that formation, you know, and that there could be Statue of Liberty plays, you know, behind the back handoffs and you don't know who has it, jump passes and the like. So to me, the competition committee, when they meet, they need to do three things. They need to make roughing the passer calls that have been thrown, flags that have been thrown for roughing the passer. They need to send that thing to the sky judge, which they don't refer to it as that. They call it replay assist or video assist that is used to sometimes spot the ball or know that somebody's knee was down, so forward progress stops. There's enough time. Let the refs huddle. Let somebody take a look at it upstairs and review it and tell the guys or ladies, pick it up or it's good. And then make the call. That's number one. Number two is we got to get rid of fumbling the ball through the end zone, giving the ball back to the defense. I hate that rule with a passion.
Yep.
A team gives up 90 yards on defense, but they get the ball back because somebody fumbles the ball 1 inch beyond the pylon as opposed to 1 inch in front of the pylon, which would cause them to keep it. And the third thing they need to do is give me a damn seat on the competition committee already so I can get in the room and pound the table, Dan.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I am somebody that should be in that room. There is an I in Rich and Eisen, so I'm using this platform for myself.
Well, correct. I helped John Facenda get into the Hall of Fame. Now I needed a new task.
An influence?
I woke up today and I said to my wife, I need a new task. I need a new mission, a crusade. And now I have it.
Get me in the room.
Get Rich Eisen on the competition committee.
Yeah. They should. Somebody should represent the fan. You always hear that, you know, let's change the catch rule. If it's 50 people in a bar, they can tell it's a catch, then let's change the catch rule. You know, 50 people in a bar, they can change the tuck rule. Let's change the tuck rule. Let me represent the 50 people in a bar. It may be a wine bar, but bar nonetheless.
Bar none.
Or nonetheless.
I would love if we went to the 50 people in a bar to decide some of these calls in the NFL.
Yes.
Was that
a
catch?
Yes.
Yes!
Let the refs huddle up. Let's go to some bar in Iowa and let's get it done. Correct. Right in the heartland.
Have fun there.
Thank you, DP.
Good to talk to you as always. That's the popular Rich Eisen, NFL Network host and a host of the Rich Eisen Show. Sneaking a phone call or two. Once again, Magic Johnson in an hour from now. Doug in North Carolina starts this off. Good morning, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, in the first hour, you were talking about a phrase you wanted to retire, and I'm using that as an opportunity to beg you and the Danettes to retire another phrase from the show. I've been listening for 3 years, and there's a phrase that I've heard about 10,000 times. I think Polly is the worst offender, but I can't stand "don't sleep on." I just hate that phrase, and I think I've heard Polly say "don't sleep on a meatloaf sandwich" before. I'm begging you to retire that one as well.
Okay. All right. Let's go around the room. You know, maybe the audience can tell us there's other, you know, phrases that are used on this show. I'm saying that I need to retire draft capital. I heard that probably 10 times yesterday on ESPN, draft capital. That the Bears, you know, if you trade Justin Fields, the draft capital, the number of teams in the first round who have two picks, therefore they have a lot of draft capital. Yes, Paul.
I just saw this note. They have the amount of the compensatory picks, Dan. The fewest picks in the draft, the Broncos, Panthers, and Vikings only have 5 picks in this draft. Those teams are low on
draft cap.
That's it.
Yeah, but DC. We don't do that. No. We don't bring up the DC phrase. We don't do that anymore.
So nope. Don't sleep on. I got to. How about this? Never nap on the abilities of. No. Never nap on.
No.
Don't snooze.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break.
Sounds like a lot of fun, though, if you just open the floodgates. Like, hey, tell us everything else that annoys you about the show.
Our show. Oh.
Yeah, 5 hours.
Yeah, you're right.
There's your extra hour for it.
Yeah, my bad. We probably shouldn't open up that Pandora's box there. Hey, where are we on Tailgate Moonshine?
Oh, man, we are extremely close.
Okay. By the end of the week.
Perhaps as early as tomorrow.
Okay, this is the new batch.
Yeah.
This is Salted Caramel Moonshine.
There's a very good chance that tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, there'll be a new batch put up for sale. Very good chance.
Okay. And as a heads up, the last two times we did it, sold out in less than 40 minutes.
They go quick.
But we'll let you know. We got to check with our distributor. Want to make sure everything's perfect and you could get the moonshine. We have a couple of new flavors coming up later on in the spring, in the summer, even the fall. And I came up with one for Christmas.
Let's go.
Already. But, we're very proud of this. And judging by the reaction from the audience, you appreciate it as well. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ. Magic Johnson is partnered with Coke Zero Sugar for a new March Madness-inspired TV commercial launch campaign alongside Tamika Catchings, Little Dicky, Travis Bennett, a.k.a. Taco, and Magic Johnson joining us on the program. When was the last time you played pickup basketball?
Oh, my goodness, Dan. It's been a lot of years, man. Probably seven, eight, nine, 10 years.
But do you miss? Do you shoot around at all?
Yeah, I shoot around, but I don't play pickup anymore. The fun comes when the great thing is the gym that I work out every morning at has a full court basketball court, so I'm able to go in there and shoot because I work out so early, so a lot of people are not there. So that works out because I love to shoot. Matter of fact, you know, some days I just go in there and shoot for like a half hour, 45 minutes.
But I wondered how you would be, given everybody has to shoot the three or wants to shoot the three now, how do you think your game would be in the modern era or today?
Oh, it wouldn't change any because what I do, what I specialize in, is still as needed in the game today. That's coming down on that fast break and passing it to people and putting them in a position to score. So now instead of shooting, passing it to the guys that they can do the slam dunk or the layup, I'll be passing it for them to shoot the three-point shot. So, and then you have to remember, centers are not centers. So when I played, you had at least 2 7-footers almost on the court. Now you don't have that. So, man, I'll be driving that to that basket, and I won't have no resistance in today's game, right?
But so, what do you think you could have averaged if you wanted to?
In playing, if I was just an offensive-minded guy?
Yeah, let's say you had the green light like Jordan did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't average as much as him, but I could have averaged 28, 29, 30 points a game. That was easy. I did that my whole career in high school. I could have did that at Michigan State, too, but it's not about that for me. What it was about was I wanted to win. So when I saw that we had scorers like Jamal and Kareem and Norm, when I got to the Lakers, I just said, hey, I want to win. So I just said, I'm on whatever I need to score to help us win, that's what I'm going to do. And so when Pat Riley finally gave me the green light when Kareem had got older, my years now I'm averaging 24, 25 points a game. I could have did that when I walked in. And so, but it's about winning. I didn't care about that. And even today, I still don't care. I just want to win. I want to win, you know? so So I've always been like that, and I will always be like that.
Is it possible Kareem is underrated?
Oh, for sure. You know, we have to remember that Kareem is the most decorated winner in basketball history. There's nobody can has a resume, right? From high school on, there's nobody. Think about everything that he did. He won almost every state championship in high school. He won every national championship in college and was the college player of the year every single year. And he would have won four if freshmen were allowed to play at that time. Like, I could play as a freshman in the NCAA. He couldn't do that. He had to wait till the next year. So when I think about his full resume, right, there's no greater winner. Probably him and Bill Russell would be the two dudes who has had the most decorated career in terms of winning.
If not Michigan State, where were you going?
Michigan, probably, because remember, they had just played in 1978. Michigan and Indiana had played for the national championship. That's the last time a team, I think, was undefeated, when Indiana and Bobby Knight had, I think it was 32-0, I believe. And so they played Michigan, though, for the championship, right? That's the last time two teams from the same conference ended up in the championship. So Michigan was my second choice, but I'm glad I chose the green and white and Michigan State.
If I would have switched you and Larry Bird and you played for Indiana State and Larry played for Michigan State, who would have won that national title?
Wow. Now, you know, Dan, I'm not going to sit here and say I would have lost any game, man.
Okay. I just thought I'd put it out there.
You know, he would say the same to you, right? If you asked him the same thing, if he had went to Michigan State, he gonna say he would do well, and I'm gonna say the same thing. I would have did well at Indiana State. Now, if he would have played with Greg Kelcer in that championship, wow, we would have had a hard time beating him probably, because people forget that Greg Kelcer was really special.
Did you understand what you and Larry were bringing together in that national title game and then later took it to the NBA?
I don't think we understood, Dan, until after, you know, when they told us it had been and still is the number one watch game in college basketball history. You know, we knew it was special because they were undefeated. And he was college basketball player of the year, and I was runner-up to that, right? I think it was the first time, Dan, that two guys, the two best players, met for the national championship.
But when did you realize you two were alike?
Oh, I mean, I knew that in college. And then when we got into the pros, it just really put the stamp of approval on that the fact that we were so much alike. And then when we shot a commercial, because we, in the early beginning, we hated each other. You know, we had to, because he ended up on the Celtics, I ended up on the Lakers. And so you knew that there was going to be, hatred there, because the Celtics had beat the Lakers, I think 7 straight times, I believe. And so, and then we met, and then they beat us in 84. So I had to hate him. I had to hate the Celtics. And then when we shot that commercial, I believe in 87, at his house in French Lick, Indiana, that's when we became friends. And that's when we finally said, you know what, we're more alike than we are different, because we're both Midwest boys. We're close to our family. We also changed the game of basketball together, whether that was in college or the NBA. And then we always were about making our teammates better, right? We'd rather pass than shoot a lot of times. And so two big guys that could handle the basketball, that would do anything to win. And so, I love Larry Bird. That's my man. And so I think the thing that is special, Dan, was that he made me better and I made him better. And so, and that's why I think than even when I think about what's happening right now, right? This campaign is happening over March Madness, right? The Coke Zero, Zero Sugar is going on March Madness. It's going to be amazing. Dave and Travis are two cool guys who we shot this commercial for Coke Zero Sugar in a bodega. And what are we talking about, right? Who's the best ever? Just like you and I just talked about Larry and myself and what team was the best and was Kareem the best. We had that same debate in this commercial. And then I show up when Dave and Travis are having that debate, I show up and really grab the Coke Zero Sugar and walk out. And it's an amazing commercial. I'm happy that I'm doing it. And I'm happy that it's airing during March Madness too.
Yeah, it's going to air for the first time during Duke of North Carolina. Dave Bird and Travis Bennett, Tamika Catchings, we're talking to Magic Johnson. It's a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar ads featuring Magic and company. Did you have to hate Michael Jordan as well that you said you had to hate Larry Bird?
I didn't get a chance to hate Michael because of the fact that, you know, we played one time. I think because of the relationship with Larry happened in college in terms of us Indiana State, Michigan State. Then it carried over to the two most storied franchises in NBA history, the Celtics and the Lakers. And we played so many times, that's why I think we hated each other and disliked each other in terms of the Celtics, Lakers, Larry and I. Michael, I think the dislike might have came more of the Bulls and Celtics, right? Because they're in Eastern Conference and they played so many times. But we only really, that one time in 91 when they beat us. And so I didn't have a chance to hate Michael, but we're good friends. And I love MJ and what he stands for, what he's built, not only on the court but off the court, his business. So it's great.
Can LeBron surpass Michael in your eyes?
I don't know. It might take a couple more championships to do that. LeBron is special, and I don't want people to always get mad over, you know, we got to celebrate both guys. I mean, Michael is the best, and we should celebrate him, and we should celebrate LeBron. And so I hate when people get mad at you if you take one or the other. And we should just say, hey, Michael is special. And I always say he's special because, and he's the best to me because he never lost in the NBA Finals. And he's averaged over 30-something points a game. I mean, the guy is just unbelievable. And so, but LeBron is special too in his own right too. And and people shouldn't forget that either. But when it all said, if you come at me and you ask me, that's who I'm going to go with is MJ.
Magic, thank you and good luck with the campaign. Great to talk to you again.
You too, Dan. Take care of yourself, brother.
Magic Johnson, partnered with Coke Zero Sugar, a new March Madness inspired TV commercial. And always good to talk to him. You know what I forgot to ask him? About A.C. Green's, not having sex when he was playing.
How could you not ask?
I know.
Should have been the first question.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
It's on a list.
I know. Sometimes, you know, I can't get to those tough questions.
Softball. Come on.
Softball Sally.
Ed, you're better than that. You're better than that. Come on.
As far as asking the right question?
Yes.
Yes.
No Norm Nixon questions. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Yes, Paul.
It would be great if you asked him, how do you feel about Gavin Lux and the Hinfield situation with the Dodgers?
Oh, wow.
Just work that in there.
You should have asked him about.
Skip the Laker questions and ask about the Dodgers Hinfield situation.
All right. I know. We're just having fun. That's all.
That's okay. It won't be a topic for the next 2 years.
No, it won't. No. People are already suggesting that we come up with a T-shirt honoring Chris in California.
What would Chris ask?
Yeah.
WWCA?
I love this audience. No, it's a K.
Oh, my bad.
Chris with a K.
It's good journalism.
I love when people, they're just so in on the joke already that within seconds of that happening, bro, Mike Weatherby says, t-shirt idea, WWCA.
Yeah.
The Gavin Lux fallout.
I love it. I love it. Let me take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. What's in store tomorrow?
Good luck getting past that one.
Okay.
That's the last one. I'm done.
Giving that to him.
I'm done.
Yeah. He's had a rough run. Let's give it to him. Come on.
All right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.